this morning we're joined by a guest here in our studio. Beth Earlbeck is with us this morning. Beth is the Cass County Youth Coordinator with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me in today.
Appreciate it. Busy time of the year now. School's winding down. Does that mean anything to you guys in Extension?
School is winding down. Day camps are coming. County Fair will be here before we know it. So, you know, summer, our Extension is very busy throughout the year, but definitely during the summer there's all of us are running in lots of different ways.
So school winding down doesn't necessarily mean you slow down.
No.
Just the opposite, huh?
Just the opposite, yes. Yes.
Well, that's so good. It's good to be busy, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's busy making money and happy, huh?
Yes.
Something like that, right? Well, we're going to talk this morning about a project coming up here real soon. In fact, this week, it's a Celebrate STEM Festival. STEM, S-T-E-M, stands for?
Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math.
Now, we should know that by heart by now, shouldn't we?
Well, I would hope. I would hope at least you'd recognize it.
It's becoming more and more of a thing. Folks should understand that. It's not just for kids who are, say, for example, in the high school grades, who are trying to work toward what they're going to do with the next step, what they want to study in college, where they want to go as far as their career path goes. It really needs to start a lot earlier anymore, and I know you guys do a lot of STEM-type activities with the younger kids.
Oh, yes. We primarily focus on grades 4 through 6 with some of our STEM efforts. But this event that's coming up on Thursday night, May 14th, is actually for kindergarten through 12th grade. So what we're planning to do is have families come in. They can stop in for 10 minutes or stay for the whole 2 hours. It runs from 5 to 7 p.m. And we'll have other community groups, so like the Soil and Water Conservation District, Southwest Iowa STEM Hub, Cass County Beef Producers there. And they'll be doing hands-on activities that are related to STEM. So really everything is related to STEM. We were talking yesterday with one of my coworkers about how STEM relates to arts and how STEM relates to some of the activities we do with animals or plants or things like that. Anything you can think of has that science, technology, engineering, and math type of focus on it. You just kind of have to see where it falls.
I know you spend a lot of time educating youngsters about these types of issues. How about, is this also an effort to educate parents into what their kids might be interested in and what opportunities might be out there for them?
Oh, yes, definitely. This opportunity provides the resource for the families to go in and see what kind of careers are out there or, you know, what's going on in our community. The importance of soil and water, the importance of beef and why we eat it. We'll have the master gardeners there talking about plants and why we have plants in our community and things like that. Iowa Western Design Technology Program will be there. So there's a career focus and there's also kind of a community involvement, community outreach type of component there as well.
Excellent. So a lot of things there. This is just going to be an informational type event then?
Well, it's also hands-on. So
each
group that will be there will have some sort of hands-on activity related to what they do, the work that they promote, things like that. So you'll be able to stop at different booths and do their hands-on activity related to STEM. And then at the end, if you visit so many booths, you get a prize at the end when you return to the registration table.
Okay. Have they cued you in on some of the activities and things? Like, can I ask, like, what will they kind of experience?
Well, I know the soil and water conservation trailer from East Pottawatomie County. They'll be talking about the different ways that water affects our land. So the erosion, the runoff, those type of things. So you'll actually be able to see how the water flows. Iowa Western Design Technology, they'll be working with some of the things they do in their program. So it'll actually be a lot of technology and engineering type of components. The Cass County Beef Producers, last year when we had this event, they did a segment on the byproducts of beef. So I'm not sure on what they're bringing this year, but I know it'll be related to something with beef there.
Yeah, well, let me dig a little deeper here to make sure I understand exactly what's happening. Is this a parents drop the kids off type of event, or do you want the parents, the whole family, to experience all this?
Oh, the whole family is more than welcome to come and attend and talk to the different people that are there, stop at the different booths, get a prize or two. There'll be some snacks available as well. So it's definitely a family event.
So what do the adults get out of this then?
They get to see the different opportunities that are in our community as well as do the fun hands-on activities.
they get to have all the fun that their kids are having,
definitely.
Too. Yes, definitely. Excellent. And these are a lot of things that go on day to day. I mean, these are practical things. It's one thing to, maybe just get a generalized look at certain types of options that are out there, but now you're kind of seeing it in practical use when you have businesses that are coming in and showing, these are some of the ways that we use STEM during the course of our day. That's important stuff.
Yes, definitely. And it's nice to see those people that you see in our community. So it's Cass County area, so there may be some from other counties around us, but they're people that, we see on the street or that we know in person. So that's really neat, too. You may not understand what they do for their everyday job, but with something like this, you can actually kind of get that hands-on approach to it.
We used to look at STEM and think, well, hey, that's the future. It's not really the future anymore, is it?
It's the now. Day. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's really the now. Are you hearing that a lot from educators, that these are the things that students really need to focus on?
Well, one great thing about STEM is it helps us develop those critical thinking skills, which is important when we, in anything we do, having those critical thinking skills, being able to think through a problem and a process is important. So that's one of the great things I think STEM brings out of the people we work with, is those critical thinking skills.
Yeah, well, and that's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's one of the things sometimes that lacks in education. We have great teachers that teach topics and subjects and things, but sometimes kids don't really learn how to learn. they miss out on how to effectively not only just gather that knowledge, but then how to practically apply it into their day-to-day lives. And these are the type of activities that can help with that type of an education.
Yes, definitely. These are the practical knowledge that we learn and can apply and see where it fits into our daily lives.
Yeah. And now this isn't just for 4-H'ers.
Oh, no, definitely. Anybody who wants to come, not just related to 4-H, anybody who's interested in science, technology, engineering, and math is more than welcome to come.
Free event?
Yes, for free.
Any sign up?
Nope. Nope, just come out and have a good time.
Just show up and enjoy and check some of the things out. Do you have any more STEM events that are scheduled, specific hands-on type of activity things? Aside from this,
yes.
But I know you do some things for the kids at different times of the year. Do you have any more scheduled here now?
Yes. So our month of June is kind of our big month for day camps. So we have coming up the first couple weeks of June, we have conservation day camps, which is related to STEM. This year, we're talking about dinosaurs and water and natural resources. And then the end of June, we are in the beginning stages of planning a rainforest type of STEM camp. So this year it'll be a 2-day camp. The first day we'll be in Atlantic working on learning about the rainforest and why it's important to us. And then the second day we'll be going to the Omaha Zoo and going and visiting the rainforest there. So like I said, our month of June is focused a lot on day camps, which the main focus of our day camps is some sort of STEM relation.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. It can actually be fun once
in
a while.
Yes, it is fun.
Go figure.
Yes.
Because most kids, when you start throwing things like that at them, they just kind of turn their nose up and think, when's recess?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
But it's actually where a lot of the fun is. You're seeing more and more kids get interested in those types of things because, well, let's face it, kids are tuned into technology way more than we are. And that's where a lot of the fun tech toys are, too, in business.
Yep.
So they're tuned into that.
Exactly.
Now, when we talk about STEM projects and things and different activities, they should be working on their 4-H projects too, right? If they're in 4-H. And a lot of those have a lot of science, technology, engineering, mathematic properties to them.
Definitely, yes. Like I said before, there's always a component somewhere in any type of project we do that has a STEM relation. So those animal science projects that we do or the food nutrition, they have some sort of STEM relation.
Very good. How many folks can you handle at this event Thursday?
Well, we can handle as many as we would like, as many as anybody would want to come out to.
So folks who are interested at all, or if the kids are interested, drag the parents along with you. They might be surprised. They might actually have some fun with it.
Definitely.
It's meant to be a full family event. Again, it's this Thursday, May 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Wander in, get your passport, and then just wander around and explore.
Yes, exactly.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Very good. Hey, as always, Beth, thanks for coming out and sharing. We appreciate you putting together some good projects like that. It's always kind of fun to see kids, not just pick up a few extra tidbits of knowledge, but have some fun while they're doing it, too.
Definitely. Thank you.
You bet.